if your wife was going out to hang, outside to hang up the clothes, what would she probably take the clothes out in?
She used to have a, what's it called, clothes, regular clothes pin bag. She'd hang it on the line, just screwed it along, and she's got the pins out of it.
Did she have any kind of clothes basket she used?
Yeah, she's got a plastic clothes basket in there now, but I've got an old bushel basket out there she used for a long time. It's just about knocked out now.
What, say if you were putting some liquid in bottles, this thing that you might put in the mouth of the bottle to keep it from spilling out, what would you call that?
Funnel there? Put funnel?
You know, just to keep it from spilling out. Something that you'd stick in the mouth.
Oh, right there. You'd use a cork stopper or something like that. I've got some of them old corks in there now. I think the last one I used, I put it in the floor and put the plastic wood on it and sand it off and then varnish. You couldn't tell what wood on it.
Have you ever seen men play these things, you know?
Harmonica? Mm-hmm. Yeah, French harp, harmonica. Heck yeah.
But what about these things, you know, you play like?
Jew's harp. Uh-huh. Jew's harp, I think they call them. Jew's harp, uh-huh. Jew's harp.
Have you ever tried to play the one?
Yeah, I sure have. Put them right against your teeth.
Seems like that. It hurt. Did you ever get your
teeth? No, you know, no, not unless that you got to hold it just right. That thing comes in between there.
Uh-huh.
But you blow on it a little bit to make the tone. Uh-huh. But it's got natural sound to it. You hold your teeth right on it.
You were talking about a buggy a while ago. If you were backing the horse into the buggy, you know those things?
Shaves. Had shaves, and we had double buggy, and we had what they call a cut under buggy.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a yellow tassel top on top of it. And we had a furry with two seats with a tassel top on it with a long top, you know.
Uh-huh.
I used to have them on the farm down there.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, I've had a horse run away from me coming in one night out here when I get my girl going to go to the show. Worked this all the month, done loco and run away with me. Tried to. I held him. He run off in the edge of the woods there and turned the buggy over. But I hung on to her. Didn't hurt her.
Yeah.
I had a wolf take her back home, and I come back. I tied that old horse around to that tail on him. I just pulled his head around and tied him to that tail. I took the buggy whip to him. I got through. I put him back in the shed, and we come on home.
Yeah. You had time, didn't you?
Yeah, we used to break these wild mules, me and that brother of mine, break these wild mule horses and all. I never was throwed off one horse. I bought an old horse one time, come out of Wyoming down here, and traded for him down here in the little stable. And I broke that thing to where you could make him come up to a post in there, and you could do just anything you wanted to him. I regularly had a regular bay horsemanship gear that I sewed him with just one hand. He sewed him this fast he'd get up. And he wasn't finding, he kept trying to get up, he just sat on him, walk around on him, stand on him, do anything he wanted to, and he wouldn't do nothing. And I saddled him and done everything, and then took him out one day, me and my brother-in-law, and on the ride him. My saddle had a bad girth on it. He talked me into using his, but it had iron stirrups, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't make but about two or three jumps till I lost them stirrups. Boy, he throwed me higher in the kite.
Is that right? I think it's about 6 o'clock.
Okay. About your supper time anyway.
Okay. I wanted to ask you a few things about a wagon.
You know, on the wagon wheel, right in the middle of it, you call that the
wagon hub.
Wagon hub. And those things that go out from it.
Oh. And the one they go into is a pellet right on the rim of the tire goes on it. We used to put them together on the farm right there.
Is that kind of in sections or?
Yeah, the hub is made in little sections to stick them together, and then there's an iron band goes around to hold them just like a barrel stave, you know.
Mm-hmm.